From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Washington criticizes the Assad-Putin meeting in Moscow. The White House has criticized Russia for Tuesday's meeting in Moscow between embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. A White House spokesman says giving Mr. Assad the red carpet treatment, given his use of chemical weapons against his own people, is at odds with Russia's stated goal of a political transition. He said Russia is propping up the Syrian leader who launched a civil war, allowed extremists to flourish, and created the worst post-war humanitarian crisis. Another U.S. spokesman, John Kirby, Wednesday said Washington was not surprised by the visit.
Moscow and Damascus have a relationship, have had one. Obviously now Russian military aircraft and military forces are increasing their support in tangible ways to the Assad regime. So that they continue to do that remains just as much an issue of concern for us as it was before his visit to Moscow.
Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov meets Friday with American, Turkish, and Saudi diplomats on Syria. More than a dozen South African universities have temporarily closed their doors amid a swelling wave of student protests over proposed tuition and fee hikes. Protesters clashed with police Wednesday outside Parliament in Cape Town. Student Samila Dondashi admits with exams pending, there's no perfect time to protest.
When is the perfect time to protest? If we had protested 2 months ago, people would have said, oh no, you shouldn't have protested now. It's too late. You should have done it in January. If we protest in January, oh no, the year just started. You'll scare the first years. If we protest in March, no, we're about to go on holiday. There's no perfect time for a protest.
Protests started last week over a proposed 10% increase. Since then, the Twitter hashtag #FeesMustFall has spread across social media platforms. This is